everyone is free to propose that new constitution should ensure that there should be no discrimination based on sexual orientation.
Meaning what?
What, meaning if I choose to marry a guy, then no one should discriminate?
And you want Zimbabweans to talk about that?
Yes.
Constance. Wakutopenga chaiko.
Is this the same Mzuguru Constance who respects our cultural values and beliefs?
Hey, this is not a laughing matter, Susan.
But mother, we are just...
No, Susan, you cannot accept such ideas. You should not even think
we
about...
We are not accepting the idea, Mom. We are accepting the principle that Zimbabweans should be free to debate on such issues.
You want homosexuals, Ngochan, to convince us that it's all right for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman?
If they convince everybody, our constitution will have to accommodate that.
Accommodate?
Yes, it is within their rights to discuss that issue.
That was an excerpt from Rooftop Promotions' new play, Waiting for the Constitution. It's written by Stephen Chifunyise and produced and directed by Davis Guja. The backdrop for the play is a family marriage consultation. The play explores a variety of critical and controversial issues regarding the writing of Zimbabwe's new constitution. These include the role of women, who should be involved in the constitution-making process, the status of the Kariba draft, the diaspora, and sexual orientation. The play runs between 24th February to 20th March. Shows open at 5:30 and 7:30 each night. There are no shows on Sundays or Mondays. The venue is the Theatre in the Park, Harare Gardens. Listen to a sneak preview now, and then go and see it.
I was asked whether or not the Constitution outreach teams will travel abroad to consult the Zimbabweans in the diaspora.
Well, the answer is very simple. We are consulting all Zimbabweans.
Oh, yes.
As long as they are in Zimbabwe. Oh,
wow. Baba Mnini, we are Zimbabweans as well.
Oh.
Why should we not be consulted?
I have forgotten that we have got a diaspora in here.
You know what? There are more than 3 million Zimbabweans in the diaspora, in South Africa, in the UK, in the States.
We are not going to consult all those.
But why not? We have as much a right as the Zimbabweans at home to contribute ideas towards the writing of the new constitution. Is that not so, Constance?
You are right. It's your right and duty to contribute to the writing of the new constitution.
Come on, Constance. How can you ensure that the views of those Zimbabweans in America are their views? And not the views of the Americans. Honestly, Constance, this is not wise, useful, and necessary to spend money traveling to America to correct foreign views.
Ha! And how are you going to ensure that the Zimbabweans you will be consulting are not simply airing the views of their political leaders?
Especially when members of parliament are allowed to address their constituencies before outreach teams get there. They will only tell them what to say.
The bloody senators will tell the people in their constituency, especially in their favor, that we must have a parliament and a bloody senate.
Even though we know a senate is really not necessary. That's why it was abolished in 1990.
Those are your own stupid personal views. The truth is that parliamentarians and senators have got a duty to discuss with their constituencies all issues to do with the making of...
I think the whole issue of Zimbabweans in the diaspora is actually bigger than the issue of consulting them. You know, they fear that if they consult them, then those Zimbabweans will request to vote while they're still in the diaspora. That's what they fear.
Bullshit. Why bother to consult people who are not in our country, man?
And people who will not be here to vote in the referendum.
Yes.
But why should Zimbabweans in the diaspora be denied the right to vote in the general elections and in the referendum?